Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Trying to get hold of Larry here, and as usual, we're having all kinds of trouble. It says it's dialing, but it's not really doing anything. We were cut off, blocked. They can use all the excuses they want, but what happened, I couldn't get in. Nobody else could get in, and that happened not only to me, but to, I believe it was Tribulation Radio, and the other show with Augusto, where they kind of blocked everything he was doing, too. Here we go. Maybe we can get him answers.
Greetings.
Yo, how you do? Boy, it took forever to get on here.
Really?
Yeah, my computer is almost down. It's so slow. We're
wow.
Being attacked. But anyway, I was telling the people that in order to block us, they had to shut off two numbers, my host number, the call-in number. Both were down. Here's what's interesting, Larry. We went immediately on to see if other live shows on Blog Talk were working, and they were. So
wow.
That means that you were definitely, it was a definite singling out. And Deep State evidently thinks they're going to win this war. Foolish and stupid as they are, they're not going to win it, and they're going to lose it big time. They may think they're going to win, and for a little while it's going to look like they have won. But, folks, they are not going to win this war. And it's too bad that we have to go through all this. And I don't know what anybody can say about it, but it is what it is. On Friday, we were going to go into some of this stuff. You said this morning, this is an email from last week. This morning, felt compelled to drive to the lake I recently mentioned, Oklahoma Lake. I can't pronounce the name. And you posted a photo. And right after that, multiple shock earthquakes in central Oklahoma. You want to get into that a little bit, Larry?
Well, it was really, you know, I do on occasion get involved in some really weird stuff, as you say on your show sometime, paranormal, supernatural, I mean, spiritual, you know, people can label it like they want to, but I really felt impressed that morning to, and I sent you a photograph of me and the sign, and I went to a location I've come to know as Lake Nanawaya. That's how you pronounce it, Nanawaya. And
mm-hmm.
As I'd shared with you earlier, that basically is an old Indian or Native American legend of a location of a portal. And so anyway, I went to Lake Nanawaya and had darn it take a picture as I prayed, and I was standing under the sign there, as you well can see. And by the time I got home, which was not all that far a drive, actually, they were already having earthquake swarms and multiple shock earthquakes in the location you are familiar with, Kingfisher, Oklahoma. If you'll remember, that was the location a number of years ago that methane was spewing out of the ground up through the Canadian River into the air. And this is still ongoing, Stuart. It hasn't even stopped. This has been a number of days now that this has continued. Three and fours, with aftershocks. And it just goes on and on and on. Really strange, though. I wrote you an email. I said a really strange thing happened. And to me, that was strange because when I went to that location and prayed, I had no idea that you know, possibly something like that would begin there. And you know, and still I don't have a lot of data or knowledge about what occurred. But, and I'm not asking anybody to believe me or connect me and those earthquakes, but it doesn't make any difference. I know what happened at Huebner, and it was similar to that, very, very similar to that, Stuart.
Wow. Well, and you also had troubles with the mountain, too. You know, getting off the mountain and the shifting and stuff that's going on there. So it looks to me like the Lord definitely wanted you out of there for sure. So good thing you're leaving.
Yeah, and it's,
hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I'll tell you what, it's really interesting because during the move, you know, there was instances where I actually took a photograph or two and sent them to you where the mountain seems to be sinking a little and some areas that are having some slides that are going down onto the road that goes up the side of the mountain. And so it's changing, you know, it's certainly changing. And, you know, I'm glad I followed the Lord and moved when I did.
Yeah. People, if you have any doubts, you just take it before the Lord. And if he wants you out of there, he'll certainly let you know. Or if you have this restless feeling that you're supposed to be out of there, that's probably a clue to get out of there. Wanted to get into something here if I can find it. I had a prophecy, but that'll have to wait probably until Wednesday night. My computer shut down on me very, very mysteriously, and it wouldn't work. I had to actually shut it off because it froze everything, and I lost what I had saved and everything. But anyway, here's a headline. I want you to think about this one. How did Trump end up in front of a presidential seal doctored to include a Russian symbol? Did you see that one, Larry?
Well, I did, and it was very, very strange that this occurred. Stuart, this would have to be some collaboration between deep state working within the White House and the president's close group of people and the globalists. It, you know, almost has to, unless that this is a spiritual warning of some type, and, you know, maybe we need to take heed to that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking this is a warning from the Lord that the deep state and the globalists are actually going to win. It really doesn't matter whether Trump is part of it, not part of it. In fact, that prophecy that you set up, and I lost it. I had it all marked out. I had all the key points in it, but in that they more or less said that Trump is out eventually here, and there was no time schedule given, but it was basically that Obama was going to come back in after a major false flag and several very nasty earth-changing events. And of course it's a prophecy, and you know, you have to take all those kind of with a grain of salt, but there were a lot of stuff in there that rang true to my spirit anyway, that because I've you know, it's biblically orientated that it was true. And false flag event, the big takeaway I took from that was that we are very, very close to a major false flag event. And on the Friday show, we were going to be talking about what was going on in the White House. They had an exercise down there. They had helicopters coming in. Hal Turner was posting some stuff. Did that get removed? I never could find it.
Yeah, apparently there was problems with computers and some things were shut down. As a matter of fact, there's no information at all, even though we are aware that I guess you could say operation is still ongoing, and a number of people, Steve Quayle and others, were also parroting what we were trying to parrot if we could have got on a radio show, that it's very serious now for Trump and the country and the you know, I guess you could say the Christians and the patriots and even the Jews, if they could wake up enough to know they're in mortal danger too. You know, what's so shocking, Stuart, is the fact that I did get some information today that they're going to be, I believe it's August the 7th. I think that's the date that a number of drills, military drills, all across the USA begin on, I believe, August the 7th. And that certainly seems to tie in with some of your timelines that you've been reporting.
Yeah, that would be about 3 or 4 days before the 9th of Av. If you go onto these Jewish websites over there in Israel, they kind of always argue over a couple of days one way or the other as to when these things are. But that's very, very interesting because the Nights of Av, as everybody probably knows that's listening, is a very bad time for Israel. And it has to do with Jews being kicked out of this country or that country, as well as the temple being destroyed. And I just get the impression that we are coming up on a very bad time, and we've had a lot of cosmic signs with the blood moons and all of that taking place. So, and then we had that mirror of the four blood moons from 2014 to 2015. We just had a mirror image that began, I believe, this year. And mirrored it almost exactly to the same number of days, and that's very, very odd. So the Lord's got to be telling us to wake up that something's coming. But what was said on this thing about this image that was posted, and I believe it's worth looking at. One Washington Post reader noted a website that sells merchandise featuring what appears to be the same fake seal. In those images, the words on the parody Eagles banner says 45 es un titiri, I guess, which is Spanish, means 45 is a puppet. On the official presidential seal, the Eagles mouth holds a banner with the U.S. motto E Pluribus Unum out of many one. The fake seal on the shop's merchandise shows the eagle clutching cash in its right talons, and on the other claw it was golf clubs. So, but I was just wondering, were we being warned about something that we're probably totally unaware of that's coming in the Matrix? Because all of this seems to be accelerating, and the hatred for Trump is just, I don't know, it's virtually insane at this point, don't you think, Larry?
Oh, without a doubt, it's absolutely totally insane. I've never seen national insanity to this degree, except maybe, I suppose, in Rome. Of course, they ceased to exist, basically.
Yeah. Here's another headline I want to get into. Mystery of large NASA jetliner spotted flying very, very low over coastal volcanic field in the Ridgecrest area of recent mass earthquake activity. Folks, that is a telltale sign that they know something has happened under there. And I guess it was so low that some people even thought it might crash. Why would they be doing that, Larry? Why would they be flying over a theoretically, basically extinct volcano that's starting to show life? I wonder if they weren't taking deep earth pictures with some sort of an instrument. What do you think?
Well, Stuart, I know that you haven't seen it yet. I believe I posted it. Maybe you have it on your deal. I posted something today entitled NASA Knows of Imminent Threat. And it was a Lisa Haven YouTube video of a sudden and imminent threat interview with Stephen Quayle. And, you know as well as I do, Stuart, that Steve Quayle, he usually puts down any data, Yellowstone or volcanoes or earthquakes. You know, he doesn't talk big about them. However, mm-hmm. I watched a little bit of this video, and Steve Quayle was saying that that NASA apparently, you know, and the government have discovered a chain of volcanoes. And this reminds me a lot of Stan Deo, where he saw that chain of volcanoes on the West Coast suddenly let loose. And yes. Steve Quayle says that he even checked, and they're flying over this whole area, you know, and this goes up, I believe, through Idaho, too, from California, and that they already know and have used this deep underground imaging processes that they've got, and they have found an imminent volcanic or magma threat under that whole region that's moving.
Well, I do remember Larry Park, and you remember how we interviewed him, didn't we, at one point? And then all of a sudden
you did.
He all of a sudden was told, I guess, basically to shut up. But in his book, he said that there is a magma river, basically, comes up through Baja, California, goes into California, and it splits off, heads towards Yellowstone. What's the name of that big one? Something Lake. I'm dropping the name of it right now. And then it goes all the way up through the Cascades. So they're all connected. That's what he claimed. He said they're all connected deep underground. So,
well, that's basically what Steve Quayle was warning today. And that's the first time I've seen him issue any kind of sudden warning. So if you, I believe I posted it on my Yahoo group. So people that are following me there, and you do too, it's called something like NASA Knows of Imminent Threat or Immediate Threat, I believe is the title.
Okay, yeah, I lost a lot of that that I had already collected. All of a sudden, my computer just slowed down and froze up, and I had to shut everything down. When I did, I lost it. So
I'll resend it, Stuart, in a couple of, you know, in a day or so when you let me know everything's up and running good again, and that way maybe we can have it on the Wednesday show.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, they're really fooling with everything nowadays, and there's no way out of it, I guess. So they've got the power to do it, and only the Lord can intervene to stop it. But it was very, very fascinating to me when you tie that volcanic area with what NASA's doing with that prophecy of major, major false flag event, which appeared to be nuclear. So I don't know if this is a suitcase nuke in a city somewhere or what it is, but it, whatever it is, folks, whatever happens, deep state is behind it, and it's all designed to bring the United States down. Unfortunately, what deep state doesn't realize is they're going to go down with it, and they probably think they're going to go like alternative three. They're going to go to the moon, or they're going to go to Mars, or they're going to go underground and escape all this. The Lord says, I don't care where you go. You can go deep under the sea. You can go deep underground. You can go to moon. You can go to the Mars, but I'm going to come get you, and you are not going to escape. I am going to judge you, and I'm going to send you to eternal hellfire. So their little dreams of escaping all this are just that. They're pipe dreams, because they are not going to escape any of it, and they're going to go to eternal ruin, and rightfully so, I believe, Larry. It's not that they haven't been told. And here's another headline. The Pentagon Force Protection Agency and allied partner agencies conducted a joint full-scale emergency response exercise, Agile Warrior, on the 27th at the Pentagon, and they kicked everybody out early. What is that about? Is that part of this, I guess you could call it Trump protection operation?
Well, Stuart, we really don't know what that's about. But it did occur, and remember, the odd thing is, Sartre Fall and Hal Turner and others were writing also that Marines were being arrested for so-called human trafficking, and
right.
Stuart, human trafficking could certainly include some of our military, which Sartre Fall talked about the Navy,
yep.
allowing terrorists into the country across the borders or helping them or assisting them. So there's a big deal going on behind the scenes, Stuart. We don't know the truth. We don't know exactly what's going on, but this occurred right about the time the Pentagon was shut down for a so-called drill, and they even shut down the highways that went to the Pentagon. So it was a big deal.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they know, and of course, obviously, nobody's going to say anything. That prophecy indicated that, this was all deep state that was going to be doing all this, and so it would be, the Navy has never gotten along too well with Trump, and I think he's gotten rid of several naval commanders. It's interesting that the cover story they give is, the human trafficking. They had four or five different cover stories, which is always kind of an indication that they don't know what they're talking about. They've got different people making different cover stories. So it's an indication that the cover stories are a bunch of lies. And as to what really happened, I guess we'll never know. I know that Hal Turner was going to talk about that, but did he talk about that? Or did he be kind of quiet about it all?
He got kind of quiet about it all, but, he does have inside information that sometimes he's told to be quiet, to step down or stand down, if you will. And every once in a while he will stand down, and, that's how it is. But I was going to mention that if it's that Jane Chirac prophecy, which, people can believe it or not, that they indicate there that this is global deep state and our deep state that actually decides because of Trump to have a false flag attack on the United States using, in the word it said alien technology, but I would say fallen technology. So it makes me wonder, Stuart, if they don't turn around something in space and use it on our own country as a false flag attack.
That would be kind of what Augusto saw with the Death Star and what you saw near the moon, some sort of a microwave, laser, whatever it is, weapon that could be easily turned around and aimed towards Earth, kind of like Steven Seagal in that movie he did where they had a space satellite and they blew up part of a Chinese place. Deep State has their movies, and I think they're trying to tell people, probably their own, this is the technology we have, and this is the technology we can use, and this is how they do it. They do it through the movies. Just a touch of the paranormal, Dogman filmed in Texas, and I got some pictures of it, actually, off YouTube. They look very, very authentic, of a huge dog man, probably about 7.5 feet tall. But it says here, an odd video circulating online appears to show a bipedal creature of some kind lurking near a lake in Texas, and some viewers think that the strange beast could be a dog man. What do you think about this stuff? I mean, we've had some very weird sightings up here in Wisconsin. It's known, in fact, there's been two or three books written about the sightings up here of Bigfoot, dogmen, and stuff like that, wolfman, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, well, we've had sightings and reports, for the last year or two down here in my region of Oklahoma about a upright walking canine or wolf that walked on its back legs. And matter of fact, I called you about a week or so ago. Darnett found it on Facebook. In McCurtain County, Oklahoma, it was a report that they had shot something that really was the strangest creature ever, and I saw the photos. I saw them. This thing looked like a coyote or wolf with a gray in color. It had hair. It had hands like an alien, like you'd see an alien gray with those long, thin fingers. Mm-hmm. And it had feet. It had legs that went into feet that you could walk on like a human. I never seen anything like this one. And when I tried to get it, I was unable to get the image. And Darnett said that Facebook had shut it down, and you couldn't find it anywhere. It had been erased.
Well, that might be something that the deep underground, you know, our black operations are fooling with all kinds of this kind of stuff. So maybe it got away. Here's another one. Monster 7-foot creature pictured after a murderous rampage. Santa Fe, Argentina. Bloodthirsty creature reportedly savaged two dogs to death. They got a picture of it. Somebody was out there with a camera, and they took pictures of it. And, folks, my point is you're going to see a lot more of this stuff. And it's not going to be good either. We're getting into that area of time, whereas Red Elk and all the other Native American prophecies say the veil is starting to thin, and we're just going to see more and more weird stuff like you have down there, Larry. I mean, there's weird sightings all over the place. We don't know anything about the universe we live in. We only think we know. But again, you're in the Matrix. And by the way, email us if you would, because we can go off anytime. We're not going to bother you if you give us your email. It's only because we're probably going to be shut down. The night comes when no person can work. And so we're setting up some alternatives. I will never believe that what happened on Friday night was an accident at all. And it's happened before, just it's escalating now. Before it would be we couldn't post it. We'd do the show, but then they never would post it, so anybody could download it, or even we could download it and put it on other sites. And now they've escalated it to the point, and I was very generic on what I said about today, because I think they're using algorithms, and if you use a bad word that they've targeted, you just don't get on. And the American people have allowed this censorship to take place, and they're not doing anything about it. They're just sitting back twiddling their thumbs. And the same thing with TSA and what they're doing at airports. You know, you could stop this thing overnight. All the people would have to say is, we're not going to go fly for a week. Money talks. It's like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. All the people would have to do is quit. We're not going to do business with you anymore. You'd see a change overnight in their attitudes. But as long as nobody says anything, they're going to keep doing it. And I would say from prophecy that they're going to keep doing it. Anyway, we'll try and do a show on either tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on if anything happens. Heads up, for the 3rd and the 4th, for a possible 7-day warning, if the 9th of Av is what they're targeting, and if they're having all these military exercises all across the country, be careful. The 9th of Av may be when they're going to go out and do the roundups that prophecy says they're going to do. Anything else, Larry? Got about a minute.
Well, I was just going to mention we're getting more and more reports of very strange UFOs that are shaped like snakes that are in the sky, and we'll probably see more.
Yeah, we'll cover some of this. I probably should have done an hour tonight. I wasn't sure if I'd even get on. And like I said, folks, I'm going to be very generic from now on because we're triggering algorithms that are probably knocking us offline. And not much anybody can do about that. Everybody's being censored that's on the conservative side anyway. This is what they're doing. And it's just too bad that we can't Can't really do anything about it. We are setting up alternatives. If you would email us, we will email you back when we have the alternatives up and running. That will not have anything to do with where they can touch it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up for the 4th, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and the 9th of Av, which is the 10th and 11th and 12th. Okay, thank you.